folks. Thank you for joining us. This is Kent Harvey, the best part of Florida, talking to you live here on our TruthRadio.com radio broadcast. As we begin with today's news, it is December 17th, February 3rd, if you're listening on the 17th, it is live with you there. It's not the 17th, but we're still live, but we're going to be live with you there. I'll be back in just a few minutes. There's been a couple of contests this weekend. We're going to be doing a good one. We're defending the idea that the Bible is literally true and scientifically accurate.
And the evolution theory is one of the dumbest and most dangerous ideas in the history of the world. It didn't happen. Okay? What a dumb idea. We all came from a rock 4.6 billion years ago. Hey, that's what they believe. Okay, I respect their right to believe that. I think it's ridiculous. I think it's they're going to be real. I'm going to feel real dumb for all of eternity, you know, if I'm getting fooled for something like that. But, hey, that's okay. You can believe what you want. But I don't mind if they believe that. I do resent, though, them using my tax dollars to pay for that religion to be taught in the textbooks. Now, that we do resent. Let me share a few testimonies and give a few announcements here. Then we'll get started here and get some of the housekeeping done. The Creation Seminar Conference, we have a Southeast Creation Seminar coming up this September 17, 18, 19. You ought to come to that. Pensacola, Florida. It's our first ever, and hopefully first annual, Southeast Creation Conference. We're going to have Dr. Carl Baugh come, my good friend from Glen Rose, Texas, who's on TBN every week with his program, Creation in the 21st Century, and lives right in Glen Rose, Texas, where the footprints are found. Been doing research for a long time on the creation evolution topic. We're also going to have Jack Carrazzo come, who is an expert on the Neanderthals and the hopes about the Neanderthals being the missing link. And we'll have Dennis Swift, one of the world's experts on the Ica stones, who talked about improving dinosaurs and humans together on the same stone. All right, so if you want to join us for the conference, you can call into our office here at Pensacola. It's 850-479-DINO, 850-479-3466. And you can get on the program today. Should we phone lines and everything else working? We're willing to work fine. We will have trouble the last couple of times. But call in and be on the program or go to our website, drdino.com, drdino.com, where we will you can go to the Creation Science Hour link on the front page and get to us that way. And maybe a few testimonies that read out my secretary, who does nothing but email all day long. And still can't keep up sometimes. So if you email us, I apologize, folks. It's a blizzard here of email. So we do get to it eventually. Just hang in there. It's much quicker to call. Maybe it's just call on the phone. We take phone calls all day long. Here's a testimony from Tim Watts. He writes in, I just want to say thank you for your ministry. Your scientific knowledge is astounding. My dad has been making a lot of tapes. My people are now seeing the light. The light of the world, that is. The church I attend, First Baptist Orange City, Florida, has a targeted discipleship ministry going, and I'm trying to get your video shown, because too many Christians believe God created us through evolution, and that's wrong. It discredits all we believe. I agree, Tim, I agree. He said, I want to thank you, and I'll keep praying for you, everyone involved in the ministry, with love, Tim Watts. Okay, here's Morgan, F-O-A-R-D, Ford, I guess you pronounce that. Let me turn Eric's speaker down here. Eric, Morgan Ford writes in, hello, Dr. Ogden. My name is Morgan. I recently attended a private Bible study with my girlfriend where they're showing your videotapes, your tape series. I've had many problems fitting into any religion because nobody ever seems to have my answers. When I watched your tapes, they answered more than I thought possible, but there are still so many questions left to ask. I just want to thank you and possibly get more information about your studies, your seminar, and so forth. Maybe I can learn more than I thought I could. Much of what you say could help the world's understanding if it was mainstream information. Maybe sometime I can attend your seminar and learn more about dinosaurs and lies in the textbook. Please send me information about your studies. We did that. Send a catalog that we give one of those free of charge, or go to the website, drdino.com, where we've got a ton of information on there. It says, I would be greatly appreciative. One more thing, I heard a news story about earthquakes were found in a small canyon, in the Grand Canyon, in small amounts. And they believe that maybe being an earthquake fault was one of the factors of the canyon's creation. Just about any information was helpful. Interesting, Morgan, thank you. There's no question the Colorado River did not form the Grand Canyon. The top of Grand Canyon is higher than both ends. Okay, the rivers don't flow uphill, no river flows uphill. So the Grand Canyon had to be a washed out spillway. At minimum, and possibly a fault, whether it's an earthquake. I've heard that for years. It's been tossed around. Here's one from Mark Roman, who writes, Dr. Roman, just a letter thanking you for the great information your ministry provides. I'm a Navy medical officer currently deployed in Africa for 6 months. I will return to my home and base in Jacksonville, Florida sometime in March. I, too, have the desire to teach creation science as a ministry. I've been studying and researching for the past 3 years. Hopefully, I can start soon. I was retiring from the Navy in 18 months. I was teaching creation in a home Bible study group and I was leading before I was deployed to Africa. I attend the Vineyard Christian Fellowship in Jacksonville. I have your entire teaching and debate series on DVD with me here in Africa, and I study them daily. Thank God for laptops. Amen. I agree. Mark, you lost it online. Let's see, along with the great Creation Science Ministries resources on the Internet, I look forward to seeing you in April in Jacksonville at Trinity Baptist College. Give it a good work. Sincerely, Mark. Well, thank you, Mark. Appreciate that. We get thousands and thousands of testimonies. Well, our ministry exists to strengthen your faith in the Word of God. If you're a believer, we want to help strengthen that faith. Number two, if you're not saved, we want to get you saved. That's why we're doing this. Number three, if you're saved and you're not doing much for the Lord, then we want to make you uncomfortable. That's the goal we have in mind. Okay, let me go to some of the anti-woven websites. We've been trying to answer some of the critics out there. It's been years. I just basically have ignored them. I got too much to do. But we thought we'd take a week or so and go through some of them. If we get time, we have the radio questions folder that keeps getting thicker and thicker. People send in radio questions. If you have an AOL instant message you want to send us, you can do that. Go to our website or go to, I got it right in front of me, Johnson. Let's see, Dr. Dino Live. Screen name, Dr. Dino Live. Okay. And you can get to us there. They give me all these cue notes right under the camera. No, that's not it. Oh, the 2003 seminars are online. A little grainy, but they're there. And we're fixing that? Putting less grainy? Okay. We're downgraining them. Okay. Whatever you call that. But then we have, I've been answering a couple of the anti-Hovind websites. And if you type in Kent Hovind, you'll find, oh man, there are a lot of anti-Hovind websites here. This is one that comes up a lot. I've got several things in my hand here to try to answer here. About the, here's 2001 by Dave Thomas. Is Dave Thomas the one with the New Mexicans for Science and Reason? He's the one that they're claiming I refuse to debate, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yes, okay, that's on this other one. Dr. Hovind refuses to debate. Here it is. Well, I'll start with this one. This is critics. What's this one from, Jonathan? This, you got all these, kind of off for one, these on one page. These are from, over just a variety of websites, common. Okay. Does Dr. Hovind have a PhD? There's a question. Well, I would answer that in the last broadcast. Yes, I do. Doctorate in philosophy and got from Patriot University. They no longer offer a PhD, and they only have 3 graduates a year in the PhD program when they had it. Of course, many programs only have 1 graduate a year, 1 graduate a decade in a doctorate program. It's not a big deal. And it's from a non-accredited school. So Jonathan searched non-accredited colleges and universities. Where do you find this on the Internet, Jonathan? What? Michigan.gov. Michigan.gov has a list. There's over 50 to a page, so there's about 600 universities and colleges on this list that are unaccredited. Accredited simply means somebody recognizes you for whatever reason. And obviously, you can take a look at the people that have debated it, debates on evolution. Just because you get a degree from an accredited school, it still doesn't mean you know anything. obviously, anybody who's a game of rocks, so they need some help. So here's the Michigan.gov, about 600 universities, colleges around the country that are not accredited. Major university. Are they on the list, Jonathan? Did you find them? This is just some of them. Okay. There are hundreds and hundreds of non-accredited schools. So, yes, I agree. I've always said, Patriot's not accredited. If that bothers you, don't call me doctor, call me Bubba, call me Kent, call me AU. Let's get back to the topic of creation evolution. And I worked pretty hard for my degree. I met for 9 years on it. And we can do that. Put that on there, John. Okay. here's a next article. Dr. Hovind refuses to debate the New Mexicans for Science and Reason. NMSR.org. And I quote from Dave Thomas, who has another one here. Dave Thomas. We'll get to that in a second. Well-known creation scientist Ken Hovind touts his unsatisfied $250,000 challenge to anyone who can prove evolution as evidence for creationism. Dave, you got it wrong already. I don't offer evidence for those who can prove evolution as evidence for creationism. That's not what the offer says. You need to read that again. Anyway, the challenge is rigged, of course. For example, since the Big Bang is part of evolution, Hovind argues you'll have to produce an actual Big Bang to get the award. Hovind also tours the country preaching creationism to a large crowd. Let me stop right here and say, Dave, you need to change this. It's creation, okay? The ism, the ISM, goes on evolution. It's evolutionism, not creationism. And many people, creationists even fall for this. They allow the evolutionists to say it's evolution versus creationism. Hey, Barrett, thanks for joining us. Unplug your line because your speaker is still on. I didn't also shut the thing off.
So, smarter than the computer.
Well, I had all the down buttons on there and I didn't do it. And I was busy since I was on the air and it was making noise. So, can you figure out what to do with that? Okay. After you shut the sound off. Okay. So Dave writes and says it's creationism, and Dave, you got that wrong. It's creation, and it's evolutionism, not communism, Marxism, socialism, Nazism, evolutionism. They all kind of fit the same category. But the ism on the evolution.
You do that when you speak after the argument.
That's fine. Evolutionism. Okay. Hovind argues you have to produce an actual Big Bang to get the award. Let's see. Hovind is constantly challenging evolutionists to debate at these evangelism sessions. Ken Hovind has been challenged to a real debate, capital R-E-A-L. A scientific debate in the pages of this newsletter on the World Wide Web. Well, Dave, I don't know that your newsletter is a real scientific forum, or this would be a real scientific debate. But I'll tell you what, just for you, Dave, I will fly to New Mexico at my expense. Well, you won't cost you that. I'll even pay you $200 if you'll debate me in front of any university in New Mexico. You just let me know when and where, and I'll make a hole in the schedule, and we'll find a way to get there if possible. Have me midweek, because my weekends are booked for about the next 4 billion years. But come as quick as I can. So, Dave, I don't have time for an email debate, and nor interest in always have been open for any debate on the creation of evolution topic in front of any university where I can help the students. So I've not refused to debate. I've consistently refused to debate an email debate, but an open public challenge, never have I refused one of those that I know of on the creation evolution topic. If somebody wants to debate me on, you know, the merits of underwater basket weaving, I wouldn't debate on that because I don't know how to do that. All right. So this is not correct, Dave. I take this page down about the refusing to debate. You're misleading people here at best. And then Dave also has the anti, this is from Dave also, the anti-evolution. Yeah, I think it all is. This is on the same thing. He writes, the best and worst of 2001. It's okay, Dave, go ahead. It's okay. You listen to the program 25 seconds later. This is going to confuse your little brain. So now I'm good. Okay. Because there's a delay on the old electronics, you know, and you're getting it 20 seconds later. And by the time it actually registers in the brain, it may be. Never mind. He says, Dave Thomas writes, now that's credibility award goes to Arkansas State Representative Jim Holt, who sponsored House Bill 2548, an obvious attempt to get creationism back into schools.
Okay, was that or not that?
Here is the bill. Word for word. I helped Jim Holt write this bill. Jim Holt sent it to me, actually. I had me go through it, helped him do a few things, add a few things, delete a few things. There is no mention that I can recall of creation in the bill. This is not a bill to get creation into the schools. Let me read it to you, Dave, since apparently you didn't get a chance to read this. And, this is the bill. Okay. HB 2548 from, what's the date here? Regular session of 2001. It doesn't have an actual date on it. Anyway. It says, by representatives, and it lists a whole bunch of names here who are sponsoring the bill, for an act to be entitled, an act to prohibit state agencies and other public entities from using tax dollars to purchase or distribute material that they know or should have known contains or presents as factual information which has been proven false or fraudulent. And for other purposes, subtitle, an act to prohibit state agencies and other public entities from using tax dollars to purchase or distribute material that they know or should have known contains or presents as factual information which has been proven false or fraudulent.
Sounds like a good thing to me.
This is a bill to say you can't use tax dollars to buy materials that are going to teach things that have been proven wrong. The bill never mentions creation. It never mentions evolution. This is not an anti-evolution bill. This is not a bill to get creation into the schools. I missed that name, okay, but it's only like 3 pages, okay, read it. If you can't handle it, call me, I'll read the whole thing to you. It doesn't mention creation, it doesn't mention evolution. So, you're misinformed, and that's where you're lying at worst, okay? This is not an attempt to get creation into schools, as he says. Is this on his website? Yeah, okay. Holt obtained the testimony of Kent Hovind in hearings on the bill. Many of the HB 2548's statements about fraud in science textbooks can be directly traced to the religious tract Big Daddy produced by Jack Chick Tracks. That's right, a comic book. A columnist, Don Michael of Northwest Arkansas Times, wrote, "If it isn't troubling to know your representatives voted for a bill to use a comic strip as its source, try visiting Hovind's website." Okay, the fact that a columnist writes something, any columnist can write anything. I mean, take a look at any newspaper, you see this all the time, you know. And this is, you're misinformed or you're deliberately lying, okay? The fact that Jack Chick wrote a comic book about the fraud that lies in the textbooks does not mean that the bill got the facts from the comic book. The fact is, the things mentioned in this bill are lies. They are used in textbooks. I've never been a color on me.
It does mention the truth. There are facts.
It's a fact that there are lies in the textbooks. And the bill was simply to get the lies out of the textbooks. Don't lie to the kids. Like, don't teach them from all the language that they've got from all this whereas and everything else. It's got a section on carbon dating, okay? Don't teach the theory that fossils represent missing links between life forms. It cannot be proven that the fossils had any offspring. That's true.
Yeah.
It is incorrect to have a textbook say, this fossil proves that it's a missing link or an intermediate between one kind and another, because you don't know that that fossil represents an animal that had any kids. All you know is it died. Okay, left its bones behind. It's got a section on potassium argon dating, rubidium strontium dating, of the different so-called cavemen that have all been proven false. Haeckel's embryos are proven false in 1874 by Professor William Hiss. Ernst Haeckel was convicted of fraud for this in 1874. Human embryos never have gills, not even rudimentary gill slits. Take the gill slits out of the book. So, Jack Chick wrote a comic book called Big Daddy, and then later he asked me if I would update it. He promised around for years. No, this is incorrect. It's either totally misinformed or deliberately lying, Dave, to say that the information comes from a comic book. The comic book contains some of the same information because they're both right. The bill is right. The comic book is right. I'm right in my seminar. There are things that are used to support evolution that are wrong. We'll talk about this after the break. All right, folks, welcome back to the Creation Science Hour. We are getting the AOL instant messages, and we can take a few of those, and we want to stay on the Anthropocene websites as long as we can here. I've straightened out some of these guys that either can't read or can't think, and we'll help them.
From my savior in 1980, he's wondering about getting in touch with George Norrie, the guy who took over Coast to Coast Art Bell Show.
Yes.
It's on very late, I believe, at night of the room.
The middle of the night.
Evidently, he's looking for people to be on the show, and he wants if people email producer@coasttocoastam.com, then there's a possibility we can get on the air again. That'd be wonderful.
I've been on there twice. I'd love to go on again.
Producer@coasttocoastam.com.
Coasttocoastam.com. He's doing the Art Bell Show. I think it still is Art Bell Show, but anyway. Art has retired, and George Norrie telling me he'd like to have here. Can't open on there. I've been on twice. It's on from like midnight to 4 in the morning. Crazy. Remember first time you were in high school?
Oh, yeah. Woke us up in the middle of the night and said, "Hey, Eric, get out here. I just gave out the phone numbers, and all the phone lines lit up."
I talked from 1 till 3 in the morning, and I thought, I do a lot of radio programs, and I thought, nobody's listening to this, you know. Finally, Art Bell said, "We'd like to hear about your phone number so people can get your catalog." I said, "Sure, send me about the phone number," and I'm sitting there in the office, and we're just 3 to 3 in the morning. We got like 6 lines, and all of them lit up. There's nobody going to answer it.
That's great.
So I go into a break or something. I went and woke up my wife, my daughter, Eric, and the other son, and said, "Get out here, answer the phone." And the phone rang incessantly for almost 3 weeks.
Yeah,
that's unreal.
Really,
so he's going to ring again, you know. So
if you'd like to put us through that again, put an email producer@coasttocoastam.com. Tell them that Kent Hovind on there will be able to do that. Hey, well, it's a message from how in the world, I don't know what the world is screaming is, but you're wondering about rumors of Darwin becoming a Christian on his deathbed. That has not been confirmed. We've heard that as well. But there is absolutely no confirmation of that. We don't think you can know that. Some people say, don't teach that. You can't say that's for sure. Guys, we don't know the truth, do we?
I died before I was born, quite a while.
Me too.
In fact, before anybody alive today was born. So
we don't know.
Apparently,
his wife or somebody made up the rumor about him repenting, but I don't think there's any way to chase that one down for sure now. I don't use the story.
Christian in Iowa, thank you for writing in. He's wondering if the seminars that are going to be appearing on Sky Angel are going to be newer than the ones that he's already got on DVD. His are 2 years old.
Oh, yes. We've redone the whole series this year. Derek, you've been working on the DVDs. They're all redone, new 2003 edition, online.
Yeah,
the grainy ones.
Online?
The grainy ones.
Oh, the grainy.
Oh, they're a little grainy, yeah. But you can hear it.
Yeah, they're great. It does a great job of showing.
So they're going to degraininate them or whatever they do to make them a little better resolution. But then we got to have a T1 line. We got to get a T1 line stretcher or something. Don't we make it bigger? Just wax it. Just wax it so it goes. Yeah, we're not going to get a T3 line. You know what we pay for that T1?
No,
OC3.
Is that OC3? Is that as big as you can get?
New York, we want. And it costs more?
I would imagine that would cost.
We don't have one. We don't want. Okay, so, Dave, you're saying that I got the information for House Bill 2548 from a comic book. This is incorrect, okay? Now, the bill was defeated, he says. Let me explain why. I went and testified before the Arkansas House Representatives Committee that was considering this bill. There were 20 representatives. I spoke for 45 minutes. I went through point by point everything in the bill, and I said, folks, this is correct. Mr. Holt is right when he wrote this bill that the following items are fraudulent. And so we went through point by point. When I got all done, a woman from the ACLU.
Definitely not a lady.
ACLU is the American Communist Lawyers Union. She got up and said, this is obviously an anti-evolution bill, which is what somebody else called it on here. Here we go, right here. The anti-evolution bill.
There it is.
Dave, or whoever, anybody, there's probably 10 websites, anti-hoping sites that have this in there, right? They probably all do. The evolution is not mentioned in this bill. This is not an anti-evolution bill. Matter of fact, the bill itself, you know, Jonathan, you just printed this off of an atheist website, didn't you? No, you remember that? Where did those of us come out of here? Atheist, something.org, or... Anyway, you can call Jonathan if you don't believe me, but you can get the actual bill as it was voted on. Here's what happened. Evolution's not mentioned, creation's not mentioned, so quit calling it an anti-evolution bill. It was a bill to require accuracy in textbooks. Don't lie to the kids. I testified for 45 minutes and said this bill is correct. There are lies in the textbooks that ought to be banned. And this woman from the ACLU got up and said this is an anti-evolution bill. The representative said that, ma'am, evolution is not mentioned in this bill. And she said everything you have in here listed is used as evidence for evolution. The representative said, well, ma'am, is it true that these things are proven false? And she got kind of fidgety, and she said, well, yes, but this is an anti-evolution bill. And said, ma'am, if the stuff is proven false, take it out of the book. Why would we want to pay for lies in the textbook? The skepticfriends.org, you can print out the bill. And the folks at skepticfriends.org ought to wise up. Read the bill yourself. It's not an anti-evolution bill. It's an anti-lie bill, okay? Don't lie to the kids. And if you're still supporting a lie to support your theory, wise up. You've been fooled. Okay? The Bible says the Satan is the father of lies. And he's not going to take a believe in him. Anyway, after the ACLU got testified for struggling through their testimony for like 15 minutes, they went out and got several other ACLU lawyers, and they went around, and for the next 3 days before the bill came for a vote, they lobbied those congressmen so hard, 12 of them were scared to vote. They knew the bill was right, they knew it was the right thing to do, but they were scared to vote, so they took a walk. But the bill missed passing by 6 votes. Yeah. They make it sound like, you know, oh, it failed the first time, and it made it sound like it was a really bad bill, a really stupid bill. That was a great bill, and they were able to vote. Chose not to vote. They took a walk. And you ought to find out who your representatives were that chose to take a walk, and they're more scared of the ACLU than doing what's right, and they ought to get a new job. They can be just a change of tires and get a representative in there that has some backbone and doesn't care what anybody thinks. I'm going to do what's right.
Yes. Wow.
This would be a different world. That'd be a different world. And if congressmen representatives had that attitude, I'm going to do what's right. We need some statesmen, not politicians. Mm-hmm. Politics. You know what politics is? Mm-hmm. Only means many, and a tick is a blood-sucking animal. So when you get many blood-sucking animals together, that's politics.
Wow.
Okay. Yeah. That'll preach, right? Okay. Here we go. This was on page 1 here. The anti-evolution bill. In March 2001, Representative Jim Holt of Arkansas introduced an anti-evolution bill, HB 2548.
Didn't we just discuss
it? I'm just pointing out this is another website that's saying it's an anti-evolution bill. You need to fix this, guys. It's not an anti-evolution bill. It's an anti-lie bill. Okay.
worse, Jim Holtz invited his good friend, Dr. Ken Hogan, known as Dr. Dino, a young Earth creationist from Pensacola, Florida, to help him draft this bill and give testimony to his fellow House members. Holt was later criticized for this in a blistering editorial in the Northwest Arkansas Times because none of the legislators in the House bothered to check on Dr. Dino's wacky, madcap credentials beforehand. Okay. Which website this is from, but they're missing the whole point. Okay, I did have a doctor's degree from an unaccredited university. I've said that many times. And if you don't like it, fine, call me Ken, call me Bubba, call me you. But the fact that somebody writes a blistering editorial means nothing. There are blistering editorials written about everybody that's ever tried to do anything, good or bad, okay? There are blistering editorials against Ronald Reagan and against Bill Clinton. And well, maybe not Bill Clinton, the media loves Bill Clinton. I'm sure there are blistering editorials. The fact that there's an editorial written by somebody, that's not very amazing, okay? Need to wise up, get that off your website. Here we go. From home.comcast, com.net/tilde, and then F. Steiger, letter F, and then STEIGER/Kent Hovind. Okay. Hovind, these are sarcastic remarks after attending one of my seminars. Hovind has discovered a cure for cancer. If vitamin B17 deficiency causes cancer, just like vitamin C deficiency causes scurvy, taking B17 plus C will cure your cancer. See canceranswer.com or worldwithoutcancer.com. Well, he meant this to be sarcastic because I didn't discover a cure for cancer. God told us in Genesis chapter 1, verse 29, eat the fruit, the vegetables, and the seeds. The seeds contain vitamin B17. Your sister, my daughter, has a husband named Paul who has had very serious cancer just a year ago. Took a bunch of vitamin B17 and a whole bunch of other vitamins and chemotherapy, decided to go that way, and is absolutely perfectly fine. He's back up to complaining. He's back up to his original weight. 6'2", excellent shape, and he runs our shipping department here, so it works, okay? You can go to apricotsfromgod.com and see many testimonies there of people who have been cured by taking vitamin B17. So, yes, I didn't discover the cure, though. You got this wrong on your website. Hovind says, the lighter the bread, the quicker your bed, because white bread lacks vitamin E and lecithin. True, but don't you? I do say that. Seminar part two, if you'd like to watch that. It's not that the bread kills you. It's that what you're not getting that kills you. You get heart problems, circulatory problems from lack of vitamin E, lecithin, and omega-3 fatty acids. That is a biological fact. You run your car low on oil, you will have problems with it. Okay? The main bearings will seize up, the rod bearings will seize up, and pistons will seize to the cylinder walls, and there are all kinds of bad problems you don't want for your engine. Total. And if you run your body low on vitamins, different things happen. There are 16 vitamins, 3 oils, and 60 minerals your body needs just a little bit of every single day. If you don't get them, something goes wrong. It says, sarcastic remark number 3. Hovind, Adam and Eve are vegetarians, which is one reason why they live so long, 900 plus years. Guilty. I say that, and I agree. I think that's probably one. I'm not a vegetarian. You don't have to be a vegetarian, but the Bible does say they were vegetarians in Genesis chapter 1, verse 9. Number 4, Hovind, sarcastic remark. Pick stones from Peru show clear drawings of dinosaurs indicating that man and dinosaurs lived together. Do we have pick stones? We had them the other day. We took them back to the museum.
Yeah, they were in the museum. They were in the museum.
Okay, they're still in the museum. We have 4 Ica stones. Dennis Swift from Beaverton, Oregon, has been to Peru many times and has studied Ica stones more than anybody I know, and he's coming to speak at our conference. You can contact him. Jonathan, we have Dennis Swift. He's linked on our website. Dennis Swift. He's in Beaverton, Oregon. He pastors a Nazarene church there. We're working on that. We're going to get Baptist for so with. But I talked to him yesterday, matter of fact, for a little while. I'm going to speak at his Northwest Creation Conference in February. If you ever live up in the Portland area, come on over to that conference. I'll be there for that one. Lord willing. So, yes, sorry, I agree. I'm guilty. The Ica stones in Peru show dinosaurs and people living together. I'm guilty of that one. Number 5. In ancient literature, they were called dragons. They were actually dinosaurs. The way they killed the dragons in the T-Rex was to pull off their arm and let them bleed to death. He says, I would like to see Ken Hovind try to pull the arm off a T-Rex. I got a misspelling in here, by the way, over to this website. Pull the arm off a T-Rex. Pull off. Anyway. Now, what I do in my seminar, I say that the Beowulf story says that he pulled off the arm and the creature bled to death. And then I show a picture of a Babylonian cylinder seal where somebody is pulling arm off a dragon. It's a Babylonian cylinder seal probably from 600 BC. So that's, I'm showing the historical facts. The Beowulf story does say that. The Babylonian cylinder seal, did I show that? That's the big deal. I don't know if that's why they did it or not. I've never done it. And I do. So they teach historical facts about the ancient literature. Number six. Goliath, I mentioned in the Bible, is a fire-breathing dragon. All right, great. Guilty, I teach that. It's in our part one, the Green Series text. Noah's Ark put in a moon pool in it with 12 anchors to hold it down. Noah was 12 feet tall. Noah's Ark is located in the Dur-Pinar site in Turkey, just past Brown Wyatt, who has iron rivets from it. I don't recall God telling Noah to use rivets, but they must have been better than the ones on the Titanic. What's interesting, you know, the Titanic was built by professionals and the Ark was built by amateurs. They kind of went through. Without a building permit, on Noah's Ark. Wow. Think about that. It would take you 400 years to build it with a building permit. Okay. Only more than 400,000. It would cost a lot more. Okay, number eight. We should not have public schools. Oh, boy. What I say in the seminar, you got to be careful with any word things. I like say, you just barely change any little wording, you know. I'm very careful when I speak on this site. I do not say we should not have public schools. I say the question to consider is, should we have public schools?
Right.
My brother's in his 34th year teaching public school. Brother Ross, Uncle Ross for you. Great Christian, loves the Lord, led me to the Lord. Great teacher. It's all kinds of awards, being the best teacher ever and everything. My mother taught for years, retired from teaching public school. There are many good teachers. Dan's desk, right there, Dan's gone. He was in public school, principal for administrator for 12 years. Altogether, 16 years. Sometimes he was just teaching, sometimes as administrator, but Dan works here. Well, Dan was in our ministry. There are many good godly teachers that love the Lord that work in the public school system. So, but still, I think, and I mentioned in the seminar, from a constitutional perspective, the federal government should not be involved in education whatsoever. Or have the other stuff they're involved in.
That's different than saying that we should not have public schools.
I just simply say, maybe we should ask the question, should we have public school? I have time to stop and think about that. Okay, number nine. Darwin has been disproved at DarwinDisproved.com. Let me tell you the story on this one. I'm going into a seminar, I think it was Philadelphia. I don't remember where. Let's think about it. This guy walks up and says, hey, Bill, open, have you seen the website DarwinDisproved.com? I said, no. He said, you got to check it out. It shows, they just found these fossils and it proves that, you know, man and dinosaurs were together and Darwin has been disproved. I said, oh, that's interesting. So that night I'm speaking at a seminar, a cute question answer period, I believe it was, came up and somebody said, what about Darwin? And I forget what the question was anyway. And I said, well, I was just handed this note. They said, there's a new website called DarwinDisproved.com. And is it still in there? I think it still is in there. Darwin, just check that out, Jonathan, see if you can do that. What's the new Mexican specific name? Thomas again. There we go. Okay. It moved. Okay. If you're looking for that rascal, Ken Hogan, it's like, here. This is the new Mexican specific. Okay. Hot news of the week for December 12th. I'm in there again. Well, they called into the program, or out there, I'll come to New Mexico and debate all the professors with half my brain tied behind my back. On two conditions. I get half the time, and we talk about one topic at a time. Okay, so I mentioned that night that something, you know, I just handed this note saying DarwinDisproved.com is a website you should check out. End of story. They started blasting me because the DarwinDisproved.com is a joke website to make fun of creationists. It shows a fossil of a dinosaur just about to bite a human and then will fossilize or something, if I recall. I had never seen the site. They just was handing me this note walking in. Probably they did it as a setup so that they could, you know, make another anti-woman website. Anyway, so I did mention it, never mention it again, mentioned it one time, and they're still on the internet, I wouldn't guess, 4 or 5 years later, saying that I was taken in by an April Fool's joke. Dave, you're mistaken. I wasn't taken in by the joke. I simply said, I was handed this note. This is a website to go check out. I didn't know if this was legitimate. Quotes from 12 years ago on Talk Earth. I don't think I can hear you on our mic here, Jonathan. Yeah, you got a mic right there. Yeah. Get on the soundboard there. I know they're so desperate, you know. Anything Jesus said, they would use it for years and years, you know, and twist it. They're saying even twisted Jesus' words. Okay, break in about 2 minutes here. I hope I read that one after. I'll look over these other ones here.
Hellbound No More. This is going to screen in. And his question is about the giant sloth that might still be alive in China. He says many people have heard it and most of all smelled it. So I decided we're going to complain about this right after the break.
The giant sloth. DrBanner.com. Hang in there, folks. We'll be back. Welcome back to the Creation Science Hour. This is the final segment of the show. It was a question about the giant sloth in China.
Yeah, giant sloth in China. Let's see here. Hellbound No More. Right, so I heard about a giant sloth that might still be alive in China. Many people have heard it, and most people smelled it. They say they shot it with a high-powered rifle, and they can't bring it down. They can't kill it. The scientist says if you look at an example of its fur, it gets rocks and other things stuck in its fur. So it makes it bulletproof. That's first.
But it's true, the sloths get all kinds of stuff in their fur. Sloths apparently are not real bright, okay? And they even turn green sometimes from mold on their fur. They don't shower too often. They just smell like another skin. As far as the giant sloth, I've not heard of the one in China. I have heard of them in parts of South America called Patagonia. Matter of fact, when I believe it was even Darwin, or when some of the explorers went around to the tip of South America, they stopped in Patagonia. And it might be it wasn't Darwin. Somebody would criticize me for that. So I said, I believe, I don't remember how I read the story. But some of the explorers stopped there in the 1800s, and the natives had actual giant fur, like capes they would wear in the cold, made out of the giant sloth. And they said, oh, yeah, some of the animals are still alive. They would raise them in caves like they would bears or something, you know, animals, cows, for their fur. So there are many stories from the 1800s. There are none in this century that I'm aware of. This would be the first one. I'll go on no more. If there is any more about it, let me know. I have not heard of that. If you want to AOL us a message, just go to DrBanner.com, DrBanner.live, search me name, and go to DrBanner.com is our website. So you can call in. By the way, the phone system is working. Secretaries are in there trying to get the Christmas packages ordered and out as quick as possible, but you can still call in if you'd like. 850-479-90 or 877-479-903 in the U.S. One more then, we'll go back to the websites.
From what I say, you mentioned any AOL, Dr. Hogan. My question for you today is, with all the evidence that is out there for proving the dinosaurs, dragons, lived with man, and may have been used for everyday living, you even show the Aga stones that show different kinds of dinosaurs that we know of. Why can't they get past their mental block and say we might be wrong?
My first question is, why can't the evolutionists say that I'd be wrong about the dinosaurs? Well, yeah, you can't just say, okay, evolution's wrong. Because then you're left with a void. Well, how did we get here? The only other option is somebody created the world. And you can't just start accepting the creation story because that brings along some baggage. See, if the creation story is true, there was a creator. If there's a creator, there might be some rules. That's what they're running from. They don't like the idea of God telling them what to do.
Second question here is it possible, from my second 1980, is it possible Israel used the dinosaurs and other animals to help build the ark?
Possible. Don't know. Dinosaurs, most reptiles are not real bright. It's pretty hard to train a reptile to do much of anything, okay? They may have had great strength and been able to do something, but how would you train a dinosaur? I don't know.
All right. Then,
now we do have one on our climbing wall, showing dinosaurs building. So that's proof.
There you go.
It's proof. There are pages of it. Yeah, there you may get it. Go ask your question again.
Then I heard once that the ark was an example of Christ. It would have three levels to it, Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. And most people overlook that it says that God's on the road to get in the ark, so God was on the ark.
In other words, they come into the ark. He didn't say go into the ark. I say, and later at the end of the flood, he said go out of the ark. He was in the archetype of Christ. I think that's probably true. There's many typologies in the Bible, but you have to be careful. You can get carried away on that subject when you see a typology and everything, you know. Okay, a couple more of the sarcastic comments about Ken Holman's seminar found on home.com, casthome.com, cast.net/tilde/fsteiger/Ken Holman. One of the nearly 1,000 anti-Holman websites that they decided to cancer issue. Okay, so he says, Hogan says, an infrared chamber can heal human group giants like before Noah's flood, where there were two times the oxygen and pressure. He says, incorrect, okay? I do think hyperbarics have a great healing potential, and thousands of people enrolled in hyperbaric treatments right now. Hyperbaric chambers all over the country. There's a big one here in Pensacola, Florida. The Navy's used it for years to heal. Say, we're super down to get those skin drivers, we're down to get the bends. You can go to hyperbaric.com. Now, there's a whole list on our website of links about hyperbarics. Yeah, go to drcommander.com, go to the links section. But as far as that making you grow giants like before Noah's flood, this is incorrect. I think we are, and I say this in my seminar, I think we are genetically inferior. And if I give you 500 chihuahuas and say, here, I want you to crossbreed these until you get a great thing, it's not going to happen. The genes are gone for bigness. By the time you get a chihuahua for all these generations of, you know, recent chihuahuas, there's a lot of stuff gone out of the gene pool. Chihuahuas are swimming in the shallow end of the gene pool. They spend all that time to produce a dog that is 100% useless. Was from my frequently asked question from a seminar Somebody said right there about UFOs. I gave four different books by, let's see, there are some places I can find them. Pointing shelves of books here. I mentioned that Stan Dale wrote a book on UFOs. Stan Dale has been on our film show many times. And many people have written books about UFO, and they say there are several conclusions. One is they're top secret government experiments. Nobody knows about it yet. Two is, the most obvious one is they're misidentified. This often, whether balloon or small gas or too much about a good land before. Three is that they're demonic. And I just say, I don't know what they are. These are the theories. If they're demonic, then it could be demons or Satan is using this as a means of rapid transportation because they can't be more than one place at a time, whereas God is all places at all times. So, I do not say the devil grabs a UFO. I do say I don't know what they are, and these are the theories. That's the way it's supposed to work, I thought. Okay, we're not going to get all through. Well, I'm going to do a few more. Number 12, reimaginating is wrong because more rocks have different dates, and I cover all this by reimaginating is wildly wrong. See my seminar, part 7. Light is slowing down so much for E equals MC squared. He writes in here, there's no scientific evidence to support this contention. See creation, speed of light argument, number, or whatever. But there is plenty to support the speed of light. Matter of fact, it looks like John, by, what's his name, just came out here recently. The man about there, right? Any level, somewhere there, the speed of light. Well, on this end of the show, down a little lower. Anyway, yes, there is much evidence that the speed of light is changing and has changed over history. And there's a Discover magazine, what was that, April 2002. Maybe it was September 2003. Yeah. An article about the science going wrong. For Discover Magazine, September 2003, I believe. We're going to cover that in seminar part 7 of our new series. Okay, he says, you got to drop that over here now. Faster than the speed of light, book came out. First, the guy gets off the side saying this can't be true, but there's much evidence that the speed of light is not a constant. Thank you, Jeff. Okay, number 15, there was no continental drift, no Pangea. You're confusing me, sir. I agree, there was no Pangea. As far as continental drift, I don't think there's any question that continents aren't moving, but does that prove they've been moving for millions of years, is what I said in seminar part 6. He says, number 16, reality is 10% of our brains. This is probably true about Hovind. I said in my seminar that Einstein said we probably use 10% of our brains. I was quoting Albert Einstein, and that is what he said. We probably use 10% of our brains. And it's probably true. And many of us probably use much less. I had students use much less than that. Much less. Number 17, dinosaurs are alive and well on planet Earth. Someone saw a yellow dinosaur with a beard. There may be reports of pterodactyls flying around Papua New Guinea. They glow in the dark. Yes, I wrote glow in the dark. Just ask Carl Ball, who has been there. True, by the way. The natives report the creature has bioluminescence. There's probably something living in its fur or skin. If it hangs in caves all day, it flies around at night or something out of it, makes it glow, has a slight glow to it. A fisherman caught a small dinosaur in Lake Erie near Ohio. It's now in the Carl Ball Museum on display. This is not correct. It's never been on display. Carl Ball bought it from a guy who found it on the beach of Lake Erie and has tried to get it analyzed. It's just real expensive to do DNA testing, so it's been here sitting in his museum warehouse. It has never been on display, so you need to correct your website here. We don't know what it is. It's just an interesting creature found on the beach of Lake Erie. I've been through many pictures of dozens of dinosaurs. So I thought I would find dozens of dinosaurs in the Delaware River. So that's what it looked like. I recommend anyone who wants a good laugh to go to this site. Sadly, most people are taking this as gospel truth. But he's got one more here. I need to get on the Trail of Tears. He's quoting my seminar here. The Trail of Tears was when the Cherokee Indians were driven out of Chattanooga area all the way to Oklahoma. One third of the entire nation died en route all through. Evolution is responsible for what happened to the Indians. How can any Indian believe in evolution? Just blows my mind, Hovind says. The evolution theory is what destroyed them. And Dr. Phillips writes, this is an interesting piece of information, especially since the Trail of Tears occurred in 1830 and Darwin's Origin of Species was not published in 1859, Dr. Phillips writes. Or Dr. Forrest, or whoever has this. The evolution theory was out way before Darwin. Yeah. Darwin just made it popular. And it is true that what happened to the Indians is a result of the belief that they were inferior species. It was the evolution theory. Charles Darwin's grandfather, Erasmus Darwin, wrote about evolution, wrote a poem about it, and Darwin copied most of his stuff and never gave Grandpa any credit at all. So, yes, the Indians is our motion is responsible largely for Indians to end at part 7 or part 5 about that. Notice again tomorrow, folks. Probably have time for it today. Thanks a lot.